Are you ready for the Midwest Horse Fair? Blaine's Farm and Fleet sure is. Visit their booths at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, Wisconsin this year, April 19th to the 21st. They'll have exclusive discounts, prize giveaways, and more. See farmandfleet.com for details.
Master Meat Crafter is another distinguished title that Wisconsin offers to select food processors. To become a Master Meat Crafter, you need the experience and the education from the UW system. Jake Seiler was in the first cohort of students to go through the process. Jake is the fifth generation to operate Seiler's Food Market and meat processors in downtown Elmwood. The family is celebrating 99 years of business this year. Jake tells me about why he decided to pursue the Master Meat Crafter status.
Well, when the Master Meat Crafter program first came out, it just seemed like it was an amazing program to be a part of. So I got involved right away, and I was involved in the inaugural class, which I believe was the first one was in June of 2010. That's when I looked at the plaque on the wall. It was the Fresh Meat School. So it was in 2010 that we originally went to the inaugural Master Meat Crafter program.
How many different classes or coursework is there?
There is a Minnesota Wisconsin Processing School that is part of a requirement to go to the Master Meat Crafter. Then there's also HACCP training that you have to have or you have to obtain. After that, there are six different Master Meat Crafter courses, all in different aspects of what we do in the meat industry, such as Fresh Meat School, there's a Curing School, there's an Emulsified Sausage School, Microbiology School, Fermented and Dried Cured Meats Product School. There's a total of six classes that we have to go to Madison for to take. And then besides all that, you have your homework that you need to do on a timely basis. They usually give us homework every time we were there. And then besides that, we did a implant project. Part of my implant project was effects of using an antimicrobial in a Frankfurter. That was what my Master Meat Crafter program was. And I learned a lot from doing that. And then it just added value to knowing how to do it, to other products throughout our business throughout these years. And then we also had a mentorship program, which each individual who does the Master Meat Crafter has to mentor someone within their business. And I'm very proud to say that I got to mentor Mr. Justin Fugate, who has been with me since a cleanup kid. He's been with me here in Elmwood for now 16 and a half. And not only did I get to mentor him, but then we also put him through the Master Meat Crafter program. So we have two Master Meat Crafters here at Seiler's in Elmwood.
Well, it certainly sounds like you found value in the program if you had chosen to send your own employees there. And it also sounds very education intensive. So what was the timeline? I mean, how did you balance working and going through this program?
Well, it was a little bit challenging. There's no doubt about it. We used to go to Madison for a 2.5-day course, and now I think now they stretch it out to like three days, so it gets stretched out a little bit more, so you have a little more time to spend there and do more learning, more hands-on. But it was very difficult in the beginning to take that time away from our business. But the value at the end of the day overweighed the extra work that it took or you had to take on to go to Madison, to, you know, travel down, travel back, go to class. It by far outweighed that. So the things that we had learned, it was amazing how you got to bring it back and apply it to the business that we were within. One of the biggest things is that by taking the Master Meat Crafter, you had to have either work experience in a plant for a couple of years or you had to own one for five, or not for sure how that went out, played out. But we all knew what we did, right? Whoever takes the Master Meat Crafter has to have some meat background. We all know what we do on a daily basis, but by taking the Master Meat Crafter, you learn the science behind it. That is what they teach you. And so then it actually makes sense why you do what we do to get to where we need to be. And that was the most rewarding thing as far as I'm concerned, what we got out of it. The timeline worked out well because we would have classes maybe every 3 to 4 months. And then, like I said, we would do homework in between each class and work on our implant projects and doing our mentorship program.
What did the cost look like? And how do you think that you got that money back in value?
So truthfully, I want to say back when I originally took the Master Meat Crafter, it was around $3,500 or $4,500. Unfortunately, today, it's almost double that. But at the end of the day, the knowledge you gain by going to the Master Meat Crafter, whether it was a $4,000 bill 12 years ago, or it's a $9,000 or $10,000 bill today, the money that you will gain back in your business, whether it's process, raw materials, making a quality product, you will make that money back tenfold easily. There is no doubt in my mind. The reason I say that is not only because I feel it myself, but I'm blessed enough to be part of teaching the Wisconsin-Minnesota Processing School, and I do a ham and bacon portion with Mr. Rick McLymans from Fenimore, Wisconsin, and it makes me feel so good inside when people, they learn what we teach them, and they say, wow, we had no idea, and that looks beautiful, or that tastes great, and it's just some of the little things that they taught me, and now I am turning around and teaching that back, that will make those businesses money in the end, and I think that's what is by far the most rewarding thing to get back out of it.
Jake, can you give us an example of one way that you switched up your business or method or anything after Master Meat Crafters?
Well, one of the things that I did was my implant project was antimicrobials in a Frankfurter, and it gave us a better quality product for a longer time, listeria control. Those were all good things that I did. Justin and I had worked on his implant project, which was a refining and making a really, really good pepperoni. That was a little more of a challenge. Justin and I, working together on that, learned a lot about making pepperoni, and it wasn't but the year after Justin had graduated, I believe, from the Master Meat Crafter, we'd gotten her pretty well dialed in, and we'd learned a lot. And then we won a national show best of show award for that pepperoni. So that got to say that our pepperoni was the best cured meats product in the United States that year. Think of what that did for payback on our business, because at today, or I should say last week, we shipped a pallet of pepperoni that we make for a company that is based out of Atlanta and out of Phoenix. So now we're making pepperoni for other companies around the country. Might be their own recipe, which is fine, right? It's a private label. But look at how that has excelled our business into making other products for other people and quality products. That is the key.
I want to shift gears now to just reflecting back on your business. What are some of those big challenges you're facing today? Shed some light on that for us.
Well, I think that the pandemic obviously opened up the eyes to a lot of people when they found out where their meat comes from. Since then, us as a small business and every other small business, butcher shop, retail store, has literally flourished since that in the United States of America. And I know that because I've talked to a lot of them. So that's a great thing, because having work is obviously very, very important. On the downfall, the biggest challenge is, as far as I see right now in my business, in our business, is having people that want to work in the meat industry. We need people that just want to work, and then we want them to work in the meat industry. And management is very key. People are different this go around. They want to be patted on the back every day. Some of people like myself are more old school, where that doesn't happen every day. I have to get it done. You know what I'm saying? So challenges, I guess, right now are people in the workforce and management in that workforce. But I'm optimistic that with the caucus coming down the pipe and Governor Evers giving some talent development money towards that, I'm optimistic that we will try and start working into the CVTs, colleges in the state of Wisconsin, Madison College. They have a butchery program going on, which I think is awesome. I believe Dr. Jeff Sindelar, University of Wisconsin-Madison, will be having some things coming down the pipe. So, and then we have this Wisconsin Meat Industry Mid-Year Conference coming up October 13th and 14th. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing couple of years ahead of us, I hope.
Jake Seiler joining us, one of the first students to go through the Master Meat Crafter program. He operates Seiler's Food Market and Meat Processors in Elmwood, Wisconsin. If you're interested in learning more about the Master Meat Crafter Training Program, you can find all the information at the Division of Extension's website. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Are you interested in beekeeping but still aren't sure if it's worth it? Well, Blaine's Farm and Fleet makes it easy to reap the sweet reward of homespun honey with beekeeping starter kits, accessories, and some friendly advice. Learn more, farmandfleet.com/beekeeping.